Blog Talk Radio.
Time on Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we're so glad to have you because this is such a special day. I'm sure you probably didn't know what time it is. Is it time for me to get up for school? Oh, Mom and Daddy, it is too early. We had to change the clocks to move them up. Spring forward and fall back. And for some of you boys and girls, the daylight is shorter, and you're right. But in other parts of the world, it is completely different. So, boys and girls, this is the time that we all dream and get ready for bed. So, good day, good night, Grandma. Mommy, Daddy, Grandpa, aunts and uncles, and just people who just care. We thank you so much for coming back and joining us. Are you having a good time right now? Are you ready to be able to hear some stories? Are you ready to be able to hear some songs? Are you ready to be able to get ready for bed? I think so, because you're right back with us. And it has been some winter for us, a winter that some of us were able to not go to school. And I bet you at first it probably was so much fun to be able to miss school. It started out to be fun until it was again and again and again, and you weren't able to see your friends. So you didn't know, what should you do? I'm not sure I know either. I wonder if we should talk about a song about believe that we usually always play to think about. What is it that we want to do? Because that's why we go to school, to make sure that one day that our dream that we have can come true. I'm not sure. Do you want to be a policeman? Do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be a doctor? Wow, a lot to think about. That's why you need your rest, to be able to have time to think about it.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a
musical producer.
I
want to
be a model.
Yay!
Perfect timing, boys and girls. There was a song that told us exactly what we would like to believe that we want to be. And we had a lot of time to think about it because we had a lot of snow days. And those of you that are on the other side, you had an opportunity to go to school to become those things. And you know what? This is a time that we look at seasons. And seasons are different in different parts of the world. Right now, while it's summer here, while it's winter here, it's summer somewhere else. While it's spring here, it is fall someplace else. So we have all these wonderful climates. And winter means right now for us, where Aunt Jewel is staying, is the time that the snow is melting, because it is March the 9th. And that is the time that we are going to be changing our season soon. Now, that means if you're on the East Coast or other parts of the world that also celebrates winter, it is when the leaves are lost on the trees, except for the evergreens, the pine trees. They still carry their green. And it means that we may not be able to build any more snowmans or even go sledding or even ski or snowboard and ice skate. But, you know, if you go inside, you could still ice skate. Doesn't matter what the weather is. But if you happen to be in New York where they have the wonderful skating ring, Rockefeller skating ring, it only happens during the winter. So those are some of the things that happen during the winter. But you know what happens just like with you when you grow? It makes for maybe not the same situation, but a different situation. And it is a wonderful situation for you because you have an opportunity to get older, to get new clothes, to be able to reach things that you ordinarily weren't able to reach. I have a poem that I would love to share with you. And I know that I have someone that's wonderful, too, that happens to be the first. And she grew, too. And this poem is called Changing. I know what I feel like. I like to be you and feel what you feel like and do what you do. I like to change places for maybe a week and look like your lookalike and speak as you speak and think what you're thinking and go where you go and feel what you're feeling and know what you know. I wish we could be you, and I wish we could do it. What fun it would be if I could try you out and you try me. That's what happens, boys and girls, when you grow older. Things that you knew but you didn't know how to explain it, but now as you grow, you begin to understand the words to be able to say it. That is growth. And I know that you were wondering what it would be like when you grow. Would I be as tall as my mom and dad? Well, you probably will, because you were created by two of them, the two tiny cells. And will my baby teeth fall out? Well, everybody has two sets of teeth, so yes, they do. And those new teeth develop under your baby teeth, and the new bigger teeth push the baby teeth out, by the way, and the baby teeth fall out, and that's what you get to put under the pillow and get quite a bit of money because the tooth fairy comes. And the new teeth stay with you from then on. You're also your nails grow, and they're there to protect your little tiny fingers and toes. So, boys and girls, with those changes, all kinds of things happen. And it still doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that it's different. And we are all right with that. And that's kind of like what also what happens when we're with our mom or dad, or I know that you always hear it with your with Nana and Poppy, always talking about how you grow up, what you're going to be, and what you're going to do. And that's exactly what happens with spring. Spring brings wonderful flowers, and it brings a garden, and it makes the birds hatch because now they've been in the nest for so long, and then all of a sudden you hear this chirping, and they hatch. And a lot of animals are born right during the spring. And they look so adorable. I know that when my nephew, who had a birthday, went to San Diego Zoo, and he saw some of the animals that the zoo was taking care of because they were being born there. And it was so exciting for everyone. And there is also going to be a new birth, too, that's happening with someone very special planning a wedding that's going to happen in the fall. So lots of things are being done right now and will grow and come for their seasons. Soon we will be doing a show for Easter, and the Easter bunnies will be coming out showing their beautiful colored eggs, and we'll be talking about that going on the Easter hunt. So you see, boys and girls, the seasons are so wonderful to have. And we even have a song about spring, just to let you know a little bit about what this is like. And spring comes about because, here it is, spring comes about because of rain. And here is the song from spring. It is by... We'll have the person's name after that. Talk to you later. Let's hear spring. Rain helps the flowers and the grass and the tree grow. Food helps us grow. And, boys and girls, there's even the groundhog that lets us know that spring is going to come. If he sees his shadow, then he knows we have 6 more weeks. So, boys and girls, let's see if we can hear this song again. We did hear it. Here it goes, and it is by Charlie Hope, Spring. Spring by Charlie Hope.
Open the windows and open the doors and let the fresh breezes blow in, blow in. Jack Frost has gone to his home in the north and all of a sudden it's spring. Spring, spring, beautiful spring. Hear the good news that the robins ring. Old Mr. Winter will see you again, but now it's a beautiful spring.
Yes, boys and girls, let's hear that again with how wonderful spring is. Spring by Charlie Hope.
Open the windows and open the doors and let the fresh breezes flow in, flow in. Jack Frost has gone to his home in the north and all of a sudden spring, spring, beautiful spring. Hear the good news that the robins bring. Old Mr. Winter will see you again, but now it's a beautiful spring.
Wasn't that wonderful, boys and girls? And now we know exactly what that means when we have spring. We are thrilled to have that, because let's hear this song. When spring happens, we found out that things grow. And I want to read you another poem that you've probably heard from Ralphie. Here it goes. I wonder if I'm growing. Do you ask yourself that question? I know that I do, even though I probably don't grow as much as I used to grow before. Matter of fact, I don't grow at all anymore. I wonder if I'm growing. I wonder if I'm growing. I wonder if I'm growing. My mom says, yes, I'm growing, but it's hard for me to see. My mom says, eat your sandwich. It'll make you grow up tall. But when I eat my sandwich, I'm hardly bigger at all. My mom says, watch your hands now. Then you can go out and play. Hey, I can reach the tap now for the first time today. And I think I must be growing. Yes, I know I'm really growing. My mom says, yes, I'm growing. And now I know it's true. Have you ever put on your, boys and girls, have you ever put on your pants and then you found out that they were up above your ankles so that you know that they are too small? Or do you have a pair of pants or a dress that now you can't get in, so now you can give it to your little sister, so now you know that you're growing? It is great when you know that that's happening. Well, boys and girls, we know that in order to do all the things that we need to do and to know what happens all the time with Aunt Jewel's bedtime story, we have to tell the list, because there's so many things and we're going to be able, we'll forget them if we don't say them. So do you know what they are? Think about it, boys and girls. What are some of the things that we have to do in order to get to bed? Do you know, Casey? Do you know what you have to do in order to get ready? I know that Ashley probably knows. So, boys and girls, you know the drill. You know what happens to you
at the end of this time story. At night, before you get tucked in.
Check that off your list. I heard my daddy, heard my mommy, said my prayers with
see why we have to have that list, because boys and girls, we know how long it is going to be. There's so many things to do, and we want to make sure that we don't skip anything. Now, the only thing that's good for skipping is when you're trying to play a game, or either you're trying to catch up to your friend, or you want to show off and let everybody know that you know how to skip, and especially your little brother or sister. Those are the times that you want to skip, but we're certainly getting ready for bed. Now, boys and girls, we know that you know exactly what PJs you want to put on, so make sure that you have those out. Oh, I see them already on your bed. I should have known that, because this is something that you do every day. So, of course, you know what to do, and you know how to be able to get those things out. Okay, so we are going to make sure that everyone is ready. So, oh, there is Stephen. We know, boys and girls, that Stephen has to have his Batman PJs on. And there's Luke. Luke's got the train. Who knew that they had train engineer PJs? And, of course, there's Ashley in her ballerina PJs, all pink, twittering, twinkling, glitter all over, and she even has a tutu that her mommy makes. And there's Marky. Marky always gets his, oh, am I hearing something? Yes, you're right, his cowboys. He always puts those cowboys PJs on. So we're thrilled that we are having you spend your bedtime hour with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story and Blake Radio Network. We are thrilled with that. And we know that you know the four seasons, because we already have one past that is passing us, and soon will be another. There is winter, and spring is coming, and we will soon have summer, and all the boys and girls will be out of school, although the East Coast boys and girls missed a lot of school already. And then it will be back again to fall. So let's hear our special book that we're going to be talking about today. Now, boys and girls, we know that you are getting snuggled in your bed, and we're going to have another spring song for you soon, too. And that will be thrilling to be able to hear that. We know that you're ready for bed. You've already taken your bath. You've already gone through the list, so you know what to do for next week. And also, you know what to do for tomorrow. Now, this book that we're going to read is called The Velveteen Rabbit. Now, The Velveteen Rabbit is a book that even your grandma probably knows, because you probably read it to your mom. And your mom has probably read it to you. And I know that all my nieces and nephews, we've read it to them. Now, this book is by Marjorie Williams. And it's so special because a lot of you have your teddy bears that are going to sleep with you. And some of you even have a doll. And guess what? As we talk about growing, just like the seasons come each time around, sometimes when something been around for a while, it might get worn and it might even get dirty, but it's still very special to you. So let's start. Here we go. And this book is by the Barnes & Noble book. There once was a Velveteen Rabbit, and in the beginning, it was really splendid. He was fat and bunchy as a rabbit should be. His coat was spotted brown and white. He had real threads whiskers, and his ears were lined with pink satin. Now, on Christmas morning, when he sat wedged in the top of the boy's stocking with a spray of holly between his paws, the effect was charming. There was other things in his stocking. Now, boys and girls, I know that you've had stockings because a certain time of year, a lot of you even hang them on your fireplace. And some of you even wear stockings, which we now possibly call socks. You have those too. So you definitely know what those are. Now, there were other things in the stocking, nuts and oranges and a toy engine and chocolates and almonds and a clockwork mouse. But the rabbit was quite the best of all. For at least 2 hours, the boy loved him. And then aunts and uncles came to dinner. And there was a great rustling of tissue paper and unwrapping of parcel. And in the excitement of looking all the new presents, the velveteen was forgotten. Now, sometimes, boys and girls, that might even happen to you when you're best friends with someone and they have another friend that comes that you might feel neglected or you might feel maybe they don't care for me anymore. But let's continue to read the story. Now, for a long time, he lived in the toy cupboard or on the nursery floor, and no one thought very much about him. He was naturally shy, and being only made of velveteen, some of the more expensive toys quite snubbed him. The mechanical toys were very superior and looked down upon everyone else. They were full of modern ideas and pretended they were real. Now, the model boat, who had lived through 2 seasons and lost most of his paint, caught the tone from them and never missed an opportunity to refer to his rigging in technical terms. The rabbit could not claim to be a model of anything, for he didn't know that real rabbits existed. He thought they were all stuffed with sawdust, like himself, and he understood that sawdust was quite out of date and should never be mentioned in modern circles. Has that ever happened to you, boys and girls, that you thought that you should not say anything because no one's paying any attention to you? It certainly isn't a feeling that you like, and that's what the boy is talking about. And I know that you understand to the story. Well, even Timothy, the jointed wooden lion who was made by the disabled soldiers and should have had broader views, put on airs and pretended he was connected with the government. He pretended he was a real soldier. Now, between them all, the poor little rabbit was made to feel himself very insignificant and commonplace. And the only person who was kind to him at all was the skin horse. Now, the skin horse had lived longer in the nursery than any of the others. He was so old that his brown coat was bald in patches and showed the seams underneath, and most of the hair in his tail had been pulled out to string bead necklace. He was wise, for he had seen a long succession of mechanical toys arrive to boast and swagger and by, break their mainstream and pass away. He knew that they were only toys and would never turn into anything else. For nursery magic is very strange and wonderful, and only those playthings that are old and wise, experienced like the skin horse, understood all about it. Have you ever asked a question to your mom and dad, like, when will I get to grow up? Will I be older? Will I be the big brother or the big sister? Well, these rabbits and these toys were asking, real, asked the rabbit. One day when they were lying side by side near the nursery fender, before Nana came to tidy the room, does it mean having things that buzz inside you and stick out handles? Real isn't how you are made, said the skin horse. It's a thing that happens to you When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really love you, then you become real. Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Sometimes, said the horse, for he was always truthful. When you are real, you don't mind being hurt. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up, he asked, or bit by bit? It doesn't happen all at once, said the skin horse. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily or have sharp edges or have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has loved off and your eyes droop out and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all. Now, because once you are real, you can't be ugly except to people who don't understand. I suppose you are real, said the rabbit, and then he wished he had not said it, for he thought the skin horse might be sensitive. But the skin horse only smiled. The boy's uncle made me real, he said. That was a great many years ago, but once you are real, you can't become unreal again. It lasts for always. The rabbit sighed. He thought it would be a long time before the magic called real happened to him. He longed to be real, to know what it felt like, and yet the ideal was of growing shabby and losing your eyes and whiskers was kind of sad. He wished that he could become it, but without uncomfortable things that happened to him. Now, I know, boys and girls, you probably heard some of those things from your grandpa or Nana talking about, oh, I can't see anymore. Please go get my glasses. But you still had fun with Grandma, with Nana and Poppy. Well, let's get back to the story again. Times, she stood and took notice of the playthings lying about. And sometimes, for no reason whatsoever, she went swooping about like a great wind and hustled them away in a cupboard. She called them tidying up, and the playthings all hated it, especially the tin ones. The rabbit didn't mind so much, for whatever he was thrown, he came down soft. Now one evening, when the boy was going to bed, he couldn't find the china dog that always slept with him. Nana was in a hurry, and it was too much trouble to hunt for the china dog to go to bed. So she simply looked about her, and seeing that the toy cupboard door stood open, she made a swoop. Here, she said, take your old bunny. He'll do to sleep with you. And she dragged the rabbit out by one ear and put him into the boy's arm. Shush! Now that night, for many nights after the Velveteen slept in the boy's bed, at first he found it rather uncomfortable. The boy hugged him very tight. And sometimes he rolled over on him, and sometimes he pushed him so far under the pillow that the rabbit could scarcely breathe. And he missed, too, those long moonlight hours in the nursery when all the house was silent and his talks were with the skin horse. But very soon he grew to like it, for the boy used to talk to him and make nice tunnels for him under the bedclothes that he said were like burrows the real abbot lived in. And they had splendid games together in whispers when Nana had gone away to her supper and left the nightlight burning on the mantel. Do you have a nightlight on, boys and girls? Do you like it to be? Well, the boy dropped off to sleep, and the rabbit was snuggled down close under his little warm chin. And dream with the boy's hand clasped close around him all night long. And so time went on, and the little rabbit was very happy, so happy that he never noticed how his beautiful velveteen fur was getting shabbier and shabbier, and his tail completely coming unsewn, and all the pink on his rubbed off his nose, where the boy had kissed him so much. Just so much loving, boys and girls. Now spring came, which is the time that we're talking about right now, and they had long days in the garden, for wherever the boy went, the rabbit went too. Now, do you bring someone special with you all the time? Do you have something that you carry with you? And at the very beginning, it was shiny new, but now it's not so much, but it's just right because you've hugged it so much that it falls right into your arms. Now, he rides in the wheelbarrow and picnics on the grass and lovely fairy huts built for him under the raspberry cane behind the flower border. And once when the boy was called away suddenly to go out to tea, the rabbit was left out on the lawn until long after dark. And Nana had to come and look for him when the candles, because the boy couldn't go to sleep unless he was there. Boys and girls, do you have someone's favorite like that? Well, I know my daughter had a favorite blanket, and the blankie had to be there with him, with her. I also had another daughter that had a pacifier she called Blinky, and Blinky had to always be there. And I heard, too, about Teddy, and the teddy had to be there, too. It was all warm, and his ears were just flopping all over. He was real to her. The boy himself even said so. Now that night, he was almost too happy to sleep, and so much love stirred in his little sawdust heart that it almost burst. And into his boot button eyes that had long ago lost their polish, there came a look of wisdom and beauty, so that even Nana noticed in the next morning when she picked him up and said, "I declare, if that old bunny hasn't gotten quite a knowing expression." That was a wonderful summer. Near the house where they lived, a wood. And in the long June evening, the boy liked to go out after tea to play. He took the velveteen rabbit with him. And before he wandered off to pick flowers or play amongst the trees, he always made the rabbit a little nest somewhere among the brackets, where he was quite cozy, for he was a kind-hearted little boy, and he liked Bunny to be comfortable. One evening, while the rabbit was lying there alone, watching the ants that ran to and fro between his velvet paw and in the grass, he saw two strange beings creep out of the tall bracket near him. Boys and girls, I wonder what this could be. Now, the rabbit liked himself, but was quite furry and brand new. They must have been very well made, for their seams didn't show at all, and they changed shapes in a weird way when they moved. One minute they were long and thin, the next minute fat and bunchy. So instead of always staying the same, like he did, their feet patted softly on the ground, and they crept close to him, twitching their nose, while the rabbit stared hard to see which side the clock work struck out. For he knew that people who jump generally have something to wind them up. But he couldn't see it. They were evidently a new kind of rabbit altogether. Boys and girls, What kind of rabbit do you think it is? Do you know? Think about it. They're moving, and he doesn't see any key in the back of them. Could this be a real bunny? Well, they stared at him, and the little rabbit, of course, stared back. And all their time, their nose was twitching. Why don't you get up and play with us? One of them asked. I don't feel like it, said the rabbit, for he didn't want to explain that he had no clockwork. Uh-oh. What do you think is happening? Well, boys and girls, we will make sure that we will do this again. So, boys and girls, let's see if you can guess what is going on. We've got 17 minutes, and I know that, boys and girls, you are wondering, what can we do? Okay. Do you have your teddy bear? Because we want to make sure that we are there. Boys and girls, here we come. This book, because we know that you have some very special things. Here it goes. This book is called, because we've got to get ready to go. Where, oh, where is Huggle Buggle Bear? Where, oh, where is Huggle Buggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He is such a funny bear. Where, oh, where is Huggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time. He always hides when it's time. He always hides when it's time for bed. He is such a silly bear. Oh, he is bouncing on his belly on the sofa with Ellie Nelly. No, he isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly, and he isn't snacking with Betty Bunny. Way past Uncle Bunny's bedtime, and I'm starting to feel sleepy. I can't go to bed without him. He's much too dark and creepy. Where, oh, where is Huggleberry? I can't find him anywhere. It's always hides when it's time for bed. He is such a naughty bear. Is he making lots of noise with woolly lambs and other toys? No, he isn't playing with woolly lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't smacking with Betty Buddy. In the past, Huggle Buggle bedtime, and I'm feeling worried now. I can go to bed without him. I don't think I know how. Where, oh, where is Huggleberry Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He's such a troublesome bear. Is he splashing in the tub? Blowing bubbles with rubber bugs. Blowing bubbles with rubber bubbly doves. No, he isn't splashing with rubber bubbles. He isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't snacking with Betty Bunny. It's way past Huggle bedtime, and now I'm feeling sad. I don't want to go to bed without him, and it would make me feel so bad. I know where there's Huggle Buggle Bear, and here are all the other toys. I think they must be fast asleep, so shh, don't make any noise. Nighty night. Isn't that wonderful, boys and girls? Well, we know that we always have to play our song that we always play, and we're so thrilled to do that. It's a new song that I just started playing a few times because it's talking about imagination. And I know that a lot of you imagine those things too. So let's hear a little bit about it. By LaShelle Griffin. I know that some of your eyes are getting tired and you are wondering, how is it going to be?
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I say hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do.
boys and girls, when you go to sleep and have dreams, it is imagination. You can think of anything that you want to be. If you want to be a teacher, a policeman, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a businessman, or whatever you want to be, you can be all of those things. And that's why when we go to sleep, we have an opportunity to decide what is it that we want to do. So if you want to even have the great big football game that you see, that is something that you'll have an opportunity to do. But we know that with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, that you are probably falling off to sleep. And we have done our job again. So, one of the wonderful things that parents love to hear is seeing their kids to sleep with their arm around their warm and fuzzy, buzzy teddy bear, and with the kiss that they just gave their parents before they went to sleep. It's the wonderful sound that they love to hear. And that's Just Like a Star by Kareem Bailey Ray.
Just like a star crossing my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you. Still I wonder why. Got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love.
Yeah.
just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
Well, thank you, boys and girls. That was one of the songs that lets us know that we have done our job, and I thank you so much for coming and letting us get into your imagination. And I know that you're going to be so excited because spring is here, and one of the signs is the time going forward. So we thank you again for that, and we thank you for giving your mommy and daddy such warm rewards, and also Nana and Poppy. So one of the things, too, that we want to be able to say to you, make sure that when you're growing up, you have some place to give the things that you loved so much to your brother or your sister or your cousin, just like Velveteen Rabbit. And we'll get back and finish that story, too, because it shows that you love someone just like your mommy and Nana love you. It's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful place to be. When you grow, you know that things are really good. Just like B. Taylor Bradford said, things I can do. Because you're growing. There are many things I can do. Maybe you can do them too. I know how to climb a tree. I can even buzz like a bee. I can also wash my face. And I know how to run a race. I know how to talk to a dog. I can even croak like a frog. I can also sail a boat. And I know how to sink, not float. I know how to build a house. I can even be as still as a mouse. I can also kick a ball, and I know how to never fall. I know how to tame a bear. I can even comb my hair. I can also catch a snake, and I know how to stay awake. There are many more things I can do. Tomorrow, I'll teach them all to you. So good night, boys and girls, moms and dads, Nana. And Poppy, and aunt and uncle, I love you. Good night.